Welcome back to the Dad Show. I'm Dad Pete, and Dave, let me ask you something. When's the scariest day of the year for a dad?
Oh man, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. Finally, someone gets it. Because here's the thing, Dave. The pressure is real. You have to make it perfect. The kids need to make her something. There's breakfast in bed. There's the gift you forgot to actually plan.
The gift? Oh, buddy, I'm already feeling stressed. And it's still May.
Right, so last Mother's Day, I'm thinking, I'm going to do this right. I'm going to wake up early, make a nice breakfast, eggs Benedict, you know, fancy stuff. And I'm going to get the kids to make her a card while I'm cooking.
Okay, sounds reasonable.
So I wake up at 6 a.m., hero move, right? My wife is still asleep. I get to the kitchen and I realize I have no idea how to make hollandaise sauce.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Because I wanted it to be special. So I'm Googling hollandaise sauce on my phone, and the eggs are burning, and suddenly my six-year-old comes down in her pajamas.
Oh no.
Dad, I want to paint the card. So now I've got one hand on the eggs, one hand helping her with watercolors, and she's just painting all over the place. Not on the card, everywhere else.
All over the kitchen, probably.
All over the kitchen, the table, her pants. And I'm trying not to yell because it's supposed to be cute, right? It's supposed to be a sweet moment.
The struggle is real.
Eventually, the eggs somehow turn into scrambled eggs. The hollandaise never happens. And I've got this watercolor disaster of a card. So I plated up what I'd made, put the card on the tray, and I'm like, okay, this is it. We're doing this.
Did she appreciate it?
She laughed. She actually laughed. But then she said the nicest thing. She said, "This is perfect. You tried. That's all I wanted."
Oh man, that's actually beautiful.
But here's what got me. I spent all that time stressing about making it perfect. And the perfect part was just the effort. The disaster was the gift.
You know, I have a similar story.
Yeah?
This year, my wife has been dropping hints all month. I'd love to sleep in. I'd love to just relax. Super clear, right? So Mother's Day comes, and I'm like, okay, we're going to nail this. Sleeping in, breakfast whenever she wants, everyone's helping.
How'd it go?
Well, my 9-year-old had other plans. He set his alarm, and at 6:30 a.m., he comes running in with a gift he made at school. It's a clay pot, Pete. Just a clay pot, not a great clay pot.
I love it.
And he's yelling, "Mom, Mom, wake up, look what I made." So much for the sleeping in.
There goes that plan.
But my wife, she sat up, she looked at that lumpy clay pot, and she held it like it was made of gold. And then my other kid came in, and my wife's eyes just got all teary because everyone she loves is suddenly in the room.
That's actually the whole thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not about the perfect breakfast or the plan. It's literally just they want us, and they want the kids and everybody being there.
Stick around. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor.
This episode is brought to you by Red Heat Tavern in Bedford, Massachusetts. After a long week of dadding, there's no better place to unwind than Red Heat Tavern. Great food, cold drinks, and a menu the whole family will actually agree on. Red Heat Tavern, Bedford, Massachusetts.
We're back. So Dave, you figured it out, the secret.
I mean, I wouldn't say I figured it out, but after years of stress, yeah, I get it now.
So what's the real advice for dads who are about to panic about Mother's Day?
First, stop Googling fancy recipes at 11 p.m. the night before.
Oh, that's me. That's definitely me.
Second, get the kids involved, even if they're terrible at it, especially if they're terrible at it.
The lumpy clay pot.
The lumpy clay pot is the masterpiece. That's the story. That's what she remembers.
And third?
Third, just show up. Literally, be present. Make pancakes. Forget about the hollandaise.
I feel attacked right now.
You should. But also, you made it work. Your wife knew you tried, and that's the whole game.
It's not the longest Sunday because something went wrong. It's the longest Sunday because you're all a little stressed and a little chaotic. And a little imperfect.
And that's exactly the point.
Well, that's what we've got for you today. Thanks for sticking with us. Until next time, I'm Dad Pete.
I'm Dave.
And this is The Dad Show.